Ever feel like you're just drowning in stock charts? Like it's just this sea of red and green lines and
It can definitely feel overwhelming, right?
totally. So what if I told you there's a pattern, almost like a secret signal, that might flash bright green right before a stock takes off?
Well, it's almost as if the market's whispering its next move. And today we're basically handing you the decoder ring.
Ooh, I like that. I am all ears. So what is the secret pattern? And more importantly, how can I spot it before everyone else does?
This pattern we're diving into is all about two main phases, really, a surge and a pause. First, you see this sudden, sharp jump in a stock's price. Like we're talking eye-catching, really grabs your attention, almost like a rocket, just taking off. And along with that price surge, you see a huge spike in volume. Think like Black Friday shoppers, but for stocks.
Okay, so everyone's rushing in, trying to get a piece of the action. Yeah, that makes sense. But doesn't that happen all the time? What makes this specific surge so special?
It's the pause that follows the surge that really tells us something. The price kind of chills out, maybe moves sideways a little. But the really important thing here is that the trading volume, it just drops off significantly, almost like all those frantic shoppers. They're just gone. Like they all got what they wanted, and now they're just calmly waiting.
So it's not just a quick burst of, excitement. It's like a calculated
Yeah.
move.
Exactly. That low volume during the pause, that's crucial because it suggests that the big players, the ones who got in early during that initial surge, they're not selling. They're holding, and they're expecting the price to climb even higher.
Wow. So it's like a secret handshake between, the people who really know what they're doing. Low volume, big potential.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. But why is that pause so important? What's really going on there?
Think of it like this. You know how sometimes everyone wants to buy the same house, like if the price goes up, but nobody wants to sell.
Right.
That's a really strong sign that the people who already own a piece of it, they think it's going to be worth even more in the future, right? So it's basically supply and demand, but in the stock market, low volume during a pause, that's the nobody selling signal.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So how do I actually spot this pattern when I'm looking at, real stock charts, not just an example? It still kind of feels like a magic trick.
It's all about connecting what you see visually on the chart with the volume of trades that are happening behind the scenes. So during that initial surge, you'll see a sharp, almost like a vertical line going up on the chart.
Okay.
And then during that pause, things will flatten out and you'll see the price maybe bouncing around a little bit, but it's going to stay within a pretty narrow channel. And that's what's called a consolidation period.
Consolidation period. Okay, so far so good. I can picture that. I can see it. But how do I know if it's the real deal? How do I know it's not just the stock taking a little break before it, crashes back down?
That's where paying attention to the volume is super important. So you're looking for a really dramatic drop-off in the trading activity during that consolidation period. So if the volume is sky high during that surge, but then it just dries up during the pause, that's how you know.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's like double checking the market's intentions, right?
Yep.
We see that initial price surge that gets our attention, but then it's that low volume during the pause. It's like, okay, this is really it.
You got it. And hey, while you're at it, keep an eye out for terms like breakout and resistance level when you're doing your research. Think of a stock chart, kind of like a landscape with hills and valleys, right? So a resistance level is like a wall that stock price is trying to climb over. And a breakout is when it smashes through that wall, with force.
So when we see that price surge up and break through the resistance level, especially if it happens with high volume, it's like the market is shouting, this thing's going places.
Precisely. Now, let's take this from kind of like the theoretical to a real-world example. Our research mentioned a healthcare stock that fits this pattern perfectly.
Perfect. Yeah, let's hear it. Because I think seeing it play out in a real scenario would really help, bring everything together.
All right, so imagine a trader, let's call him Mark. Mark's been watching this healthcare company. And for months, the stock's been on this slow, steady climb. Nothing too crazy, just consistent upward movement. Then, bam, in a single week, the stock shoots up 15%.
Whoa, 15% in a week? I would be like slamming the buy button. Did Mark jump in right away? Hold on, not so fast. Mark seems like a pretty savvy investor. I bet he was looking for our secret handshake first.
You're right. Mark knew that a surge alone, that doesn't guarantee anything, That doesn't mean it's going to keep going up. So he wanted to see what happened next. And sure enough, over the following 2 weeks, the stock price basically plateaued, just kind of moved sideways in a tight range, almost like it was like taking a breather after that big run.
Yeah. So the stock is catching its breath, but what about the volume? That's the real clincher, right?
That's what you want to see. And in this case, the trading volume, it just totally dried up, which told Mark that the folks who bought in during that 15% surge, they weren't selling. They were holding strong.
They knew something. Okay, so Mark sees the surge. He sees the low volume pause. That's his signal, right? That's his green light.
Exactly. That's when Mark decided, okay, this isn't just some random blip. This could be a sign of, you know, really sustained upward momentum. So he decided to buy in just above the upper range of that pause, waiting for the price to break through that ceiling.
Okay. So he's playing it smart, waiting for confirmation. But that waiting game, that must feel like a long time.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Well, it's always a little bit of a nail biter, right? Even when you think you've spotted a really promising pattern, you never know for sure. But Mark also set up kind of a safety net for himself. He put in something called a stop loss order just below the lower end of that consolidation range so that if things went the other way, he wouldn't lose, you know, his shirt.
Always got to manage the risk. Okay, so did his bet pay off?
It did. The healthcare stock, it broke out of that consolidation range with a renewed surge in volume, just like we talked about.
Yeah.
And Mark's order was executed and the stock continued to climb.
Nice. Okay, so for anyone listening who, you know, they've seen this pattern before, but maybe they didn't realize how powerful it could be. What's the one big thing they should take away from this? What should they be doing differently now?
I would say don't just chase every single surge that you see, right?
Right.
You really got to look for that confirming pause, that drop in volume to tell you that there are, you know, strong hands holding that stock. It's almost like finding a gold nugget in a river. You really got to have a keen eye to spot the real deal.
So it's not about getting caught up in like every little price movement. It's about understanding the story, the why behind those movements.
Exactly. This pattern can help you kind of decode what the market is really saying.
Yeah.
It's like peeking behind the curtain and understanding the motivations of the people who often drive those big price swings.
I love that. This has been an incredible deep dive. I feel like I've like seriously leveled up my chart reading skills today.
That's great to hear. And, you know, just remember, no single pattern is going to guarantee success 100% of the time. But understanding these dynamics, it definitely gives you an edge. So do your research. Keep an eye on, you know, the broader market, what's going on, and always remember to manage your risk.
And keep your eyes peeled for that telltale surge and, most importantly, the low volume pause. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. And until next time, happy investing.